Well, it depends who you ask. We have several places that like to give out the forecast for hurricane season, a couple that are very reputable. One of them is Colorado State University. That is giving us a forecast for a below-normal number of storms. A typical year should give us 12 named tropical systems, and Colorado State is calling for just 9, so again, that would be below normal. Also, a normal year gives us 6 hurricanes, Colorado State calling for just 3, and normally, 3 of the hurricanes that we see usually reach major status. Well, Colorado State only expects 1 to do that. So again, we like Colorado State's forecast because it is calling for about less than normal number of storms. Meanwhile, another reputable agency is the National Weather Service. It's come out with its forecast, and it likes to give a range versus a specific number, but it's kind of in line with Colorado State, calling for the low end of what would be a normal year. So let's hope, again, it's not very active.
Okay, how do these folks come up with these predictions? I mean, they sit around, have a chit-chat, read the Farmer's Almanac, or what?
No, not quite. They don't throw darts at the dartboard either. There's some very sophisticated computer models out there, and lots of data goes into it. And things that are looked at are the surface pressures out over the tropical basin, the water temperatures, is an El Nino trying to form, what's the upper-level weather pattern, and so on and so on. And all that gets fed into the computer models, and then a forecast is cranked out.
Okay, so bottom line is, how accurate have these forecasts been traditionally in the past?
You know, it seems like for the last 10 years or so, the forecasts have been very, very good. However, last year was a bust, so it kind of keeps everybody humble. Some of those computer models have been tweaked so that that won't be happening again. But basically, the forecast models are good for giving us a typical trend, like will it be an above normal number of storms for the season or less than normal? Usually, those trends come in pretty accurate.
Yeah. Now, these reports are out, and you mentioned that word tweak. Do they end up sometimes throughout the hurricane season revisiting these?
Sometimes they do. You know, a forecast will come out in April ahead of the season, and then it gets updated in maybe July or August. We've seen that happen many, many times. Usually the trend is maintained, but maybe if the forecast was for 9 storms and it's already been very active, they might up it to 10.
Yeah. And as you have said in the past, I mean, it might be a limited number of hurricanes, but it just takes that one to affect us where we live.
That's right. I get worried when we tell people, well, it's going to be a less than active year. You know, then people are like, well, I can let my guard down. But you're right. All it takes is one storm. You could have no other storms, but if that one hits your area, it has been active locally for you.